Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Well, hello, guys. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach. What we're going to talk about today is our relationships with our bodies. This is a big thing that comes up over and over and over. You know, posts about, you know, oh, what do you guys do, you know, when you're gaining weight? How can you possibly accept your body? You know, how can I get over this body hate? How can I change my body so I don't hate it as much? What can I do to get the weight off? Like, it's this constant topic. It's this constant mental bandwidth suck of thinking about our bodies, worrying about our bodies, freaking out about our weight. And I totally get it. And so we are going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about sort of like how it shows up in our relationship with our bodies. So let's talk about our relationship with our body. Let's talk about just the analogy of a relationship with another person. And what we're going to do is we're going to draw some parallels so you guys can be able to break down and really see, okay, like what is my relationship with my body? Like, you know, where does that fall? What needs to happen for me to change that if the relationship right now doesn't serve me? So imagine a relationship with another person, right? So this is what a bad relationship might look like. So imagine you're in a relationship and this is how you're feeling. You hate the person that you're with. You tell them every day how much you hate them. You treat them like you don't want them around. You can't stand to see them. I mean, when you do see them, you just cringe. It's just so horrible for you to be around this person. You are constantly talking about who you would rather be with and how other people are so much better. I mean, you are just in this relationship because you have to be, and you cannot wait to get out of it. In this relationship, you are constantly trying to force the other person to do what you want, constantly trying to control them. And think about the feeling in this relationship. Think about what it's like to wake up every single day in a relationship with somebody that you despise, that you hate, that you would so much rather be with someone else, that you just can't stand them. And how does that feel to you? Well, our relationships with our bodies, a lot of times, are this exact same way. It's this control of like, I'm not giving you food. I cut out bread. I cut out sugar. I cut out soda. Why will you not be thinner? This absolute anger because we aren't able to control this person or our bodies, right? The thing that we're in a relationship with. I hate how you look. I hate how you are. I've always hated you. So many of us feel that way about our bodies. Or I really want a different body. I'm just in this body because I have to be, and I can't wait for that to change. I can't wait till I'm thinner. I can't wait till I look differently. I can't wait till my body isn't this disgusting, awful body. And the feeling in a relationship like this, how happy are you in this relationship? Not even thinking of the other person. How happy are you in a relationship with this energy? Is anyone happy in that feeling? You or the other person? Can anyone possibly be happy? But unlike a relationship where you treat somebody so horribly that they leave you, your body is always loyal. You guys, I am constantly amazed at our bodies. When I look back at having an eating disorder and what that was like, and to understand now what my body was doing to try to save me, we don't have eating disorders because there's something wrong with our bodies. We have eating disorders because our bodies are incredibly loyal and do what they are functioning to do. Like, they're working correctly. Our brains and our bodies are working correctly. And what we do is we put the factors into our lives. We put the hate and the restrictive dieting, and it's literally like a perfect storm to teach our bodies and our minds how to have an eating disorder, how to ruin our relationships with food. And a lot of times this starts when we're 8 or 10 years old, when we go on our first diet, and we are from that day teaching our bodies how to have an eating disorder. And our bodies are working and functioning how they should, but we are doing the things that make those automatic and so important functions turn into an absolutely miserable relationship with food. But our body is always loyal. It's always there, no matter how horribly we treat it. Like, it's just this loyal person on the other side of the relationship. Your body always, always does its job because it loves you, let's say, right? Like, it's always going to be there, and it's always going to do what it is designed to do. And when you try to control it, and when you try to slow it, what it does is, wow, it sees that. And when you're trying to starve it, it slows your metabolism, so you don't keep getting thinner and thinner. This is so important for your survival. Your body has a mechanism, so you can eat less and less food. So when you used to maintain your weight at eating 3,000 calories a day, now you're eating 1,000 calories a day, and your body knows how to adjust. So you can eat 1,000 calories a day and not lose a pound. When you think about that in our fat phobic world that is obsessed with thinness, that might seem like a huge inconvenience and frustration. When you think of it from a survival point of view, of our bodies trying to stay alive, even when it has a lot less food, it's like, whoa, that's amazing. That's a miracle. And I know that it comes with all of these emotions, and I've been there. I've absolutely been there. But when you think about what your body's actually doing, it's being incredibly loyal to how it's supposed to work. When you tell your body that it can't have food, when you tell your body no more, you know, like energy providing carbohydrates from here on out, like bread is the devil, right? It drives up your cravings for those same foods so you don't go without. When it sees that you are starving / dieting, it late into the night just is at you and at you and at you to eat more and more and more, because your body is so loyal and it doesn't know when this starvation is going to end. So it's gonna really, I mean, if there's food around, your body's like, look, there's food. We should eat all of it that we possibly can. And your body will try to save your life no matter how horribly you treat it. But it doesn't last forever. Your body can only take so much abuse. I mean, we coach women all the time who have multiple autoimmune disorders that they've developed. They are living with depression and anxiety. Their metabolisms are broken. I mean, when the rapid weight gain starts, I mean, 10 pounds a week, we absolutely see that in weight gain. Food allergies that they didn't have before, like, wow, you know, when I was younger, I used to be able to just eat everything. So weird how I can't eat dairy now. So weird how now I can't have wheat and gluten. So weird how now I can't have anything processed. So weird how I'm binging on the very foods that I'm allergic to now. And I lay in misery and I'm uncomfortable and I am miserable for a week when I binge like this. What on earth is happening? It's because we are teaching our bodies how to try to survive in horrible conditions where we hate them, and then teach them how to have eating disorders. That's exactly what we're doing. And getting out of that cycle, that's why it's such a relief, because the cycle is so damaging. So you get one body and you can spend the rest of your life hating it or being at peace with it. That's what it comes down to. It's just a simple decision. You can spend the rest of your life hating your body, or you can learn to be at peace with it. And how does it really feel to hate yourself? What is that like every day? To fight your body every single day of your life. I used to see my body in the mirror. I would catch a glance at myself in the mirror and I would burst into tears. I would literally cry. I would sob when I saw my body because it was so disgusting. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand the feel of it. I couldn't stand the look of it. I would do like these little like tests, right? Like these little fat tests where I would just like, you know, poke my body. It was like, it was something that I didn't even realize I was doing for the longest time. I would like poke my body and try to like test and see if I, had more fat on all these different places of my body. And I would just look at my body and I would just examine it and just see everywhere. I wish I could just, shave off, just take a knife and just cut out all of this. I don't need fat there. I don't need fat there. Why do I have fat there? I shouldn't have fat there. This is disgusting. This is horrible. And I couldn't escape from it because it was attached to my body. And I didn't think of it as my body. I thought of it as this foreign thing. There's me, there's my body, there's the true me, and then there's all of this foreign fat on my body. There's all of this awful, unhealthy, disgusting, just stuff that is stuck to me and I can't get away from it. And I remember there was one night I was sitting out on the porch and I was just by myself and I was wearing these pants where I could feel my stomach pushing up against my pants. And mind you, I was like way, way underweight. Like, I mean, I don't want to give too many specifics here because I know there's so much comparison here. But just like, here's me today. And then this is like a lot thinner than that. So at that point, just being so much thinner than I even am now and just like being absolutely disgusted, I remember feeling my stomach push up against like the band of my pants. I just could not stop crying. I was just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing because I couldn't escape that. I couldn't escape it. And so I went into like this planning, right? I was always planning how I'm going to get out of this, how I'm going to lose that weight, how good it's going to feel to be able to just like bend over and not feel any fat and, be able to, walk or cross my legs and not feel any excess fat at all. It's just like, that was my fantasy all the time. How am I going to eat to do that? How am I going to work out to do that? How am I going to anything that I can to do that? How am I going to get surgery to do that? How on earth can I make my body, can I manipulate it into something that I can be proud of, that reflects who I really am, which is somebody who has control, who can control everything in their life, should be able to control their body. That was the mentality that I was living with every day with no end in sight. And that is miserable. That was absolutely miserable. But I had this relationship with my body where it was my enemy. Why won't you lose weight? Why won't you get thinner? Why won't you do? I'm trying so hard. I couldn't be trying anymore. Why won't you do what I'm telling you to do? So the problem is that we're trying to force our bodies into being something that we can love. Forcing our bodies in order for our bodies to earn our love. Now let's go back to the relationship analogy. Has that ever worked in a relationship? Trying to control and manipulate someone into being what you demand they be so that you are able to love them. Is anyone thrilled and in love with that strategy? Is that working for anyone? Please comment below if you're like, yes, that is my relationship. It's so great. I just try to control and manipulate the other person and I tell them how much I hate them and then they just do everything that I try to force them to do and then they earn my love. Like if you are just like, that is like the ultimate, I love it. We're so happy. Please let us know because I have never ever heard of that working and it certainly never worked with my relationships with any people or my body, right? So the key is to be at peace with where you're at right now. That does not mean loving your body, being thrilled with your body. That means be at peace, to be able to let go of the obsession and the constant, like just, will to change, right? Like the constant planning, the constant fantasizing, the constant like action to try to manipulate your body to the body that you should have, putting should in quotes. So anyone that says, I just want to go on a little side tangent here because this is really important because I know that this comes up so much. So anyone who's saying, oh, but what about my health? I have to lose weight or I can't love my body. It's so horrible. This is not a body that I can love. Anyone saying that either hasn't educated themselves enough about the myth that thinness is the only way to be healthy and all the myths that come from fat phobia, or they haven't thought of the alternative. So, okay, great. So you can't accept your body. You can't be okay until you lose weight. How is that working for you? What is the alternative of continuing to hate your body? I have seen thousands of examples of bodies getting larger and larger from binge eating because they're trying so hard to manipulate your bodies. Just ask yourself. This is a great question for anything in life. Anything in life. Has it ever worked? Has it ever, ever worked? Because what happens is we get stuck in the loop of, oh, it'll work this time. Oh, things are different. I am different. Things are going to work this time. Oh, this thing that I've done that has never worked, this is the time it's going to work. Instead of thinking of that and going back into that place of insanity, what if it was just the simple question of, has it ever worked? And gather that data and go from there. So this is what a good relationship looks like, you guys. What if you had a relationship with your body where it was unconditional love, or at least unconditional peace and acceptance, where you could ask your body questions like, what do you want? And what do you need? Where you could trust and appreciate your body, where your body could feel safe and not controlled, so it can do what it does best, which is have a metabolism, be healthy, digest food, tell you what you would enjoy eating, let you know when it's time to be done with a meal, surprise you with how strong and creative and smart it is. What if you got to know your body and actually your body for who it is, not who you're trying to force it to be? And what if you loved that more than the alternative of this thing you were trying to force upon it? So I can see my body now in the mirror. It's no big deal. And I don't like stare at my body for hours in the mirror anymore. Like, I'll see my reflection. But now my body and I have a relationship where, like, we can just like give each other a high five and like make an inside joke. And, you know, I can thank my body for how good it is to me. And it's the same body. This is my natural body. This is my set point weight. Not everyone has the same set point. And we can push up that set point. That set point doesn't always stay the same. We push up that set point by a lot of times binging to a place where we're at a new high in our weight. And so that pushes up our set points. Or the number one way to do it is to restrict, is to diet. And that will push up our set point as well. But whatever your set point is, it doesn't go down. It just goes up. So if we continue with the same cycle we're in, and if it's not working, it's going to go up. And hey, if it does, cool. And you have a higher set point. And you probably will for the rest of your life. And you can either hate that body for the rest of your life, or you can learn to accept it. That's it. Those are our choices. If there were more choices, I would let you guys know about it. But literally, this has been, you know, so many studies and data, and it just like personally, just like thousands and thousands of examples of how this works with people that we have directly worked with. So it's the same body, but I was the one who changed. In the relationship with my body, I was the one who changed. It wasn't my body that I forced into something that I could love. It was me that did the process, that did the work that actually works to be able to feel at peace in my body. Because how we feel about our body is 90% how we think about our body, not how our body actually is. And if you want to be able to make peace with your body and finally do what works, instead of kicking against a wall until your toes are bloody, know that it is possible for you. It's possible for you at any size and any age and any shape and any condition. Because what is the alternative? That relationship where you hate this person forever. So you can learn that acceptance. Now, I want to bring up something here. A lot of times the fear that comes up is, wait, no, I can't accept my body where it is because then my body will never change. I can't just be fat and happy, putting that in quotes. So what's the alternative? How is that working for you? Let's go back to that. Is your body changing? Are you able to manipulate it into something long-term, sustainable, something that you can love? How is that working for you? Because what we hear over and over is from all of these people who have dieted up 50 to 100 pounds. Just ask, is it working? What if you did something new? What if you did something different? What if you did something that works? It's, I mean, you know what doesn't work, right? So going to that place of like, okay, like what might work? And that's exactly what we do. It's not about doing the insanity wheel of like, okay, let's try this over and over. So that fear of like, well, no, if I accept my body, then it'll never change. Well, how is not accepting your body impacted your body? And if you're getting exactly what you want, awesome, cool. But why are you here? Because we're here to find peace and find freedom, right? And I'm assuming that you're here because you don't have peace and you don't have freedom, but know that you can. You absolutely can. In fact, the quickest way to peace with our bodies and health, like physical health, finding our set point weight is that body acceptance. You've got to know how to do it. You've got to know how to do it. And you've got to know what to do that works. So if you want help with that, you can book a free session with us. And what we're going to do is we are going to help you with the foundational steps of freedom and get you clear on the three most important aspects of creating that freedom. So if you guys want a free session, you can go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
and you'll see a little calendar page there. Wait for it to load, snag a spot, get on the waiting list. If we're full, we get booked up really, really quickly. But if you find a spot, snag it right away. Again, that's
LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!